This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I feel good. It's part of it depends on the Democrats. This is a bipartisan bill. It's going to need bipartisan support. We are going to deliver our share of support. I feel very good about Republicans.
Support? Buddy, guess what? The Speaker of the House, look to the Senate and everyone around you, because a shutdown has happened. We're about 5 minutes into it. Midnight comes and goes. The deadline passes. And Senator Rand Paul, in fact, prevented a budget deal from passing. But now they think the shutdown could end sometime on Friday morning. Somebody who knows all about that kind of stuff, as he had to do the tug-of-war dance for a long time over budgets with everybody on the Hill. Let's face it, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. The government is shut down, but not Kate Delaney.
Yes. Thank you. That's right. Clothes. We are. That's right. I love that. I got to get that on a shirt. I love that. So here we go again. Why are we always doing this dance? You and I have talked about this before. What's with the Band-Aids? Why the constant being held hostage here?
I mean, they got close this time. You know, they actually had made a deal and things, and they got close, but... You know, they ended up, you know, Rand Paul didn't agree with this, so he made a motion. Now, this is just temporary. They're going to have it probably by, I don't know, maybe 3 a.m. They'll have something, and probably by 6 a.m. So it, you know, they'll have it. But I think people are getting tired of it, honestly. I really do.
I think so, too. And, you know, here we go, round and round with that same dance. What do you think was the biggest thing that held this up? I mean, is it the whole DACA thing, the wall, the going back and forth about immigration and funding? What was the biggest hurdle or the biggest hurdle to this whole thing?
Well, originally it was DACA. You know, that was the big deal. Now, this time, DACA wasn't part of it, although it was with Nancy Pelosi and some House members, but the Senate, you know, just said, okay, don't worry about DACA right now. And then they extracted what they wanted in domestic spending. They traded it with the Republicans who wanted increase in defense spending. But, you know, originally DACA was the issue. So the Senate was, it was done, Kate. It was going to glide through until Rand Paul did this. So it'll still move. But the House, it's DACA, and on the Democratic side, Republican side, they are furious with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And, of course, remember in 2011, Paul Ryan did everything under the sun to force President Obama to, you know, address the debt ceiling, balance the budget, you know, everything. Of course, now he's Speaker, and it's a little bit different ballgame. So two things are the problem. And, again, one on the Republican side, the conservatives are very upset with an imbalanced budget. And on the Democratic side, it is DACA.
Yeah, wow. You know, so you look at this, and I mentioned this at the top. You had to deal with budgets. What was your toughest to deal with in all the years that you were in Congress?
Well, what we did, we passed 13 appropriation bills, which is what they're supposed to do. They haven't done it in 12 cycles, but we passed it. I think the hardest, remember, we shut the government down for, well, I think it was 28 days or so. Bill Clinton was president of the United States, and we didn't shut it over one issue. We just said, hey, we want it balanced. And, of course, then Clinton and everybody came together, Bob Dole, Newt Gingrich, and then we had four or five actual balanced budgets. But I think the hardest was the first one, because the older people in Congress, especially the older guys that were there, they just didn't want a balance. They really didn't. So the first 13 votes were, you know, it was a nightmare for 13 votes straight in a row until we, you know, kept going with it. I think that was the hardest, but we did get a lot of Democratic votes, and Bill Clinton signed the bills.
Yeah.
It just doesn't function that way today.
Yeah, but I bet in those 28 days when you were shut down, was your phone ringing off the hook?
I went through an impeachment and that shutdown, and I can tell you both of those generated thousands and thousands of calls. And I've got to tell you, too, Bill Clinton was pretty smart because he only shut down certain things, you know, and it made it uncomfortable for us. He was kind of interesting to work with during that period of time. But, yes, we had thousands and thousands of phone calls. You know, when it goes on 28 days, obviously you get a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, let's jump to this. So while all that's happening, it's kind of a distraction in a sense, in a different way, for the White House, because the whole fallout over this Rob Porter thing has been pretty big. What is with the vetting process at the White House? I don't get it.
Well, first of all, now that Porter has left, that leaves three people who are left from who started a year ago. Hope Hicks, Mike Pence, and Donald Trump. That's the three. Everybody else is gone. And I think with this case, you know, they've had a history of not thinking things through. Although I must say, Kelly knew that Rob Porter had trouble. The chief of staff knew that. And he was a great military guy, John Kelly. But I think that he was politically naive and politically, you know, in the incorrect realm of just saying, well, you know, he can explain his way through this. He's a changed man or something of that nature. So they don't do close enough vetting, number one. But number two, he knew. I think it's going to come out that many of them knew.
And they
brushed it off. And I think it's a mistake, and I think they know they made a mistake. And I bet they are in the process of admitting it.
Yeah. Yeah, because that'd be the easier way. Take the hit and just move on.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big story is what Bob and I just talked about. Midnight comes and goes. Budget deal doesn't pass. So shut down right now, but probably could end Friday. So you may be hearing this, as I know I get so many fabulous emails from many of you who tell me you're running around on the weekend doing errands, and you're listening to this show through the miracle of podcasting, which is brilliant that we can do that, and you certainly are able to get that off of GCN, etc. So perhaps it's just going to be a short shutdown, but a shutdown nonetheless. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the Eagles and the fans in Philadelphia jumping for joy for that Super Bowl parade, one that they thought they would never, ever have. A lot of Philadelphia fans have that woe is me, I got to admit, being from that area, where the shoe's going to drop every single time. It didn't drop this time. It fell in their favor. So not a lot of problems at that parade, but certainly a lot of celebrating. So while their long faces in Washington, up the road in Philly, they were smiling. And in Chicago, they are bracing. Why would Chicago be bracing? They would be bracing for snow. Yes, just in time for me to go on the road for a quick turnaround to do a keynote. As many of you know, I do this show, so I'm behind the microphone, but I'm also on stage as a speaker. But I could be dealing with the snow. Any tips? For goodness sake, I don't even know. I have gloves. I don't even think I've got a hat I can wear. I have a scarf, though. The scarf could come in handy. I think it could. Back in a few here on America Tonight.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Clone, just in time for me to hit the road to go to Chicago for a day for a speech. Oh my. Luckily, it won't be on Friday. Hey, hey, everybody. If you live in the Midwest and you're listening to this show, I know a lot of you live in Illinois. Chicago commuters, there's no other polite way to say this. You're really jammed. I was going to say you're really screwed, but I meant that in a polite way, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Schools are going to be closed because they're talking about 14 inches of snow. Oh, on Friday. I'm flying to Chicago on Monday morning. Help. Any suggestions as to what I should wear? I do have a scarf. I think I said that. And I do have some gloves and a coat that's light and just right for my home, which is Texas. In Chicago, they're saying about 300 pieces of snow fighting equipment, that's what they call it, and 220,000 tons of salt are in position. They say, make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. It's a heavy snow, heavier than they've seen in a number of winters. Oh, my, oh, my. The Illinois Department of Transportation tweeted road conditions were deteriorating on Thursday, saying everybody's out in full force, and, of course, at the markets, everything is pulled off the shelves. Look, Chicagoans get this. They've dealt with snow. I mean, they've dealt with snow. They deal with inches and inches of snow. People that live there are used to 20 inches and more at times. No school. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, you just don't think about that kind of thing because it's so rare. I grew up in an area where you got a light dusting and they closed schools. But you don't think about cars being buried in snow. You don't think about the great big dig out when you live in a place like Chicago or some of the other places where you to me. Particularly, you know what that's like, and it can be brutal when you're ill prepared for it, I guess. Let's put it that way. Kind of in our follow up file here, I love this story. The dad who went after Larry Nassar has decided to donate money to groups that help sexual assault survivors, and bravo for him. What man who had three daughters who as children were abused by this bottom feeder wouldn't want to go after him listening to him in court? And that's exactly what happened. He tried to tackle the former USA Gymnastics doctor, and now he's saying he's going to donate $30,000 from an online fundraiser created in his name to Michigan groups that help survivors of sexual assault. And I love it. I love that this popped up, because here's what happened. It popped up online because people were furious, because they understand that anger that Randall Margraves has and had over what was happening, and they wanted to make sure he was covered for any legal expense. I mean, three daughters abused by this guy? Sick. Twisted. There's nothing that gets that innocence back. Children. Just absolute children. So the fundraiser just brought in that money on GoFundMe. And here's what he said. Margraves said in a statement he didn't need the money. He's going to donate it. He's going to donate it to Rave and Small Talk and Firecracker Foundation. And all of those are groups that specifically help children. And, you know, anybody who donated the money, they said they didn't want their money to go to the charities. Anyone who donated to the campaign or doesn't want their money to go to the charities, he said they have until March 9th to request a refund. I think that's phenomenal that he's doing that. I really do, because the trauma, the childhood trauma is so real when that happens. And as somebody who's got a lot of nieces and nephews, I just can't imagine it. I mean, this guy was the devil. And to have to be in there and watch the devil, listen to the devil at all speak, forget it. I mean, this guy had three daughters. Lauren has three daughters, Lauren, Madison, and Morgan. And you know what? Bravo for them, because they all spoke out against Nassar. They spoke out at the sentencing. But when it was being read, the statement was being read on one of their behalves, that's when, you know, it's just too much. I mean, for any of those families, I can't even imagine the heavy burden that is to drag around. And we've talked about it, and they shouldn't have to, certainly. And I think collectively, we all have our arms around them, because I talk about America Tonight as the show that people come to listen to send me emails, etc., to talk about some of the things that just infuriate them or make them happy. What are you talking about around the proverbial water cooler? And this was heavy, heavy talk, because so many of you are fathers, you know, and you just can't even imagine that. Anything with a child is beyond what I have the capacity, frankly, to process. It really, really is. Let's go to Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Izzy, hello.
Hi. I heard you mention Chi-Town.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready for surgery. Anyway, software will not work in Chicago. Monday, it's going to be 2013. You need to understand, unless you're going to go from immediately airport to vehicle to a building, you will not survive. Because when those...
Yes, I need boots, I need layers, I need it all.
Well, you need a good coat. And if you don't have boots,
yeah,
take your tennis with socks. That's what all the women wear when we get off the train and we trundle down to our offices. Yeah, I used to. And then you put your pumps on. That's how you do it in Chicago. So you don't...
All right, so that's a good, that's some good advice for me. Yeah. I don't want
very,
to fall on my butt. So you lived in Chicago.
No, I did. I did. For quite a while, I worked at the AG's office. And then I took a transfer, and I'm still here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
I'm glad the government shut down, let it shut down. I'm sick of the playing around. Just screw it. The lies, the crap. You know, the only way they're ever going to balance the budget anyway is to get rid of the damn bankers. Seriously. So, you know what? I really don't care anymore. I'm so sick of, what is it? Russia, Russia, Russia. Now it's Nasser, Nasser, Nasser. Blah, blah, blah. Do we have any good news in this country? I'm serious. I am so sick of news.
You know,
and I had to go look it up that the government actually shut down when you mentioned that. I'm like, he was this little tiny blip on drugs. I'm like, oh, good, they're on top of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not. But
yeah.
Seriously, it's just crazy. But the weather, by the weather will be sunny. So flying in, if you're going in on Monday, airport should be okay because, boy, they ramp on it and get it cleared off. Are you flying in and out? Is this
I'm flying into O'Hare on Monday and out on the next day.
Now you're good to go. You're good to go for flying in. Well, that's a short jaunt. Once you're off the runway, you're okay. It's just, I've flown in and out of that airport so many times, it's like, yeah, okay. But you do want to take something warm.
Something warm, okay. I got you. I'm good.
Well,
it's not shopping tomorrow.
It's not just the actual temperature, it's the wind chill. Now, if you're going to be downtown Chicago in the Loop or anywhere close, you're going to need something warm because that wind gets brutal. I mean, brutal.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I'm going to be. So, Izzy, that is sage advice. Thank you, a wise one, for calling and letting me know. And, of course, Izzy knows all, and she lived there, and so there you go. So I've got to get those layers. I like the thick socks and tennis shoes. That completely makes sense because that would be the biggest thing. You don't want to slip and fall. And, of course, I'm not used to that because I haven't been in that weather in a very, very long time. For the rest of you, you're probably laughing because you have dealt with it. For everybody else who can relate to what I'm saying, just brace for it, brace for it, brace for it. Jump in the fence, jump with me, and I'll meet you on the other side here on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Down there, you better wear a suit of armor. I said, you don't know Philadelphia. I said, you don't listen to that sensationalism that's on the news. Philly is not like that.
And that's right. Philly is not like that. Philadelphia fans celebrated in style. And if you want a good story, there's a good underdog feel-good story. Even my many friends who are Dallas Cowboy fans were excited for me, were excited for Philadelphia. And listen, I have a spot in my heart for Texas like you wouldn't believe, but I'm originally from Philadelphia. So to see the Eagles finally win a Super Bowl and that euphoria, fans lining the streets. 4.8, I was looking at some of the stats, 4.8 miles, that's how long the parade was. It started at 11 in the morning, and they started, people started gathering when the sun was coming up, and just incredible to see that parade that started at Broad and Patterson Avenue, headed up to Broad, up Broad to City Hall before going to the Philadelphia Art Museum, of course, the famous Rocky Staircase, and players and coaches were there and gave speeches and just really soaked up that glory of that Super Bowl that was so darn tight. 41-33 was the final score over the Patriots, and it was just absolutely incredible. And Nick Foles, the backup quarterback, it's, if you want a feel-good story, you know what, it's, that is the feel-good story. There's just no question about it. The confetti and all that that goes along with the parade and just the excitement of that huge first win that so many people were experiencing that they thought they would never experience. There was a fan that was 100 years old that had a ticket to that Super Bowl and watched that, watched what happened, watched the Eagles win that Super Bowl, and it was really cool to see those crowd shots. And I agree with that fan there who said they just don't know Philadelphia. Yes, of course, there's always bad eggs everywhere, but this was pretty calm. And I have relatives in police and in the police department, and in conversations they said, nah, it was really pretty darn amazing. It, only a handful of arrests, and of course there were a few stupid things that happened, but not really very many at all. And wow, congratulations to those players and to all the people that came out for that big parade. It's been a very long time coming. They didn't ever win a Super Bowl. The last time they won any kind of an NFL title, you have to go back to 1960. A lot has happened between 1960 and 2018. So there were some long-suffering fans and families who were just die-hard fans. And to me, that can be the joy of sports. For as much as people want to take away from sports, listen, it's a great escape, and it spreads through generations. Part about sports, frankly. I love that part. And definitely in Philly, it drips heavy with that, as it does in many other places like Texas. Texans and Philadelphians, actually, people from Dallas and Texas in general, have certain things in common with Philadelphia that they probably don't even realize. So there's one of those beautiful, beautiful moments if you wanted something good to hear about. Sometimes my cousin, who's from Texas and is giving me nothing but grief, the only one, in fact, giving me grief about the Philadelphia Eagles, because he said he was such a diehard Cowboy fan that he cannot give it up. He said he can't give it up. Hey, speaking of that, opening ceremonies set to get underway at the Olympics. Some of you will be listening to me and you will have maybe seen the opening ceremony. Sometimes people don't really watch the games, but they like to see what happens in the opener, and all the countries come into the stadium, etc. And you've got North and South Korea. The two countries are going to march together, led by a flag bearer, Won Yun-jong, who's a bobsledder from South Korea. And this is going to be kind of a unified gesture, obviously. That's a big photo op. There's no doubt about that. Wow. It's definitely a first. It's a historical first for North Korean leadership under Kim Jong-un, that's for sure. Very, very big. So you've got that happening. You've got all those little stories of who's carrying the flag from the various countries and all that entails. And some people I find that are not big sports fans, whether it's just the opening games or it's more than that, they are into the Olympics. They're into the pageantry of it, or they're into the competition, or, you know, whatever it is, they like some particular sport. And of course, this is Winter Olympics. So when you look at Winter Olympics, you know, is it bobsledding? Is it speed skating? Frankly, to me, I really like the speed skating. I do. I really like to watch the speed skaters. I don't know how they do it, because as somebody who is kind of a lousy skater and was forced to try to skate when I was a kid, I just can't imagine. It's just wild how they cut around those corners and how close they are and just how precision-oriented you have to be and such a great skater to be able to compete at that level. And there is a little controversy. The United States Olympic team's selection of the flag bearer for Friday's opening ceremony did set off some controversy. A tweet from long track speed skater Shawnee Davis attacked the method that they used. Davis is a four-time Olympic medalist, five-time Olympian, was picked by U.S. speed skating as its candidate for flag bearer, but in a vote among team reps from each of the U.S. Winter Games federations, the 35-year-old tied with the luge athlete Erin Hamlin. Her bronze at Sochi was the first medal back in 2014 for an American in singles luge in Olympic history. So they threw a coin up to break the tie. Hamlin won, and he was not happy with that. His tweet included some references where he said, "I'm an American, and when I won the 1,000 meters in 2010, I became the first American to two-peat in that event. I dishonorably tossed a coin to decide its 2018 flag bearer. No problem. I can wait till 2022. And then he hashtagged Black History Month 2018. So he was not happy with that. And he's right. It was huge when he won, certainly. And U.S. speed skating is not commenting on any of that. I mean, what are they going to say about his tweet? But instead they decide to go. The vote was tied 4-4 between them, just to throw that out there, after a few rounds, and then they figured out, okay, we're going to break this tie, we're going to just have to flip a coin. You know, sometimes they say a coin flip is a little bit about luck, and then sometimes about something else, and coin flip decided it, so that's where it stands, and that had to make her feel, I don't know. The only thing I don't like about him doing that, I think he's an incredible competitor, is not to make her feel bad, you know, because, hey, so they were deciding, and they picked her. They picked her. That's what happened there, and it didn't go in his direction. I'm sure it's not going to be the only controversy that we see coming out of the Olympics. There's always something that bubbles up, whether it's during the games, something that leads into the games, you know, if it's something to do with drugs, somebody taking drugs, and we've already seen that, and this is kind of the fair for when you talk about the Olympics, what happens is, you know, in the heat of competition, what leads up to it, what takes people down, and what is it as far as the medal count is concerned, who's leading and who's trailing and all of that. And, of course, we'll always have the medal counts for you and talk about that, because there's a feel-good story no matter what. When you think of the way Olympic athletes train and what some of them, frankly, go through, it's incredible. By the way, just quick one for you. This also falls in the follow-up file. These athletes aren't worried about getting enough food. In fact, they get incredible food at the Olympic Village. But if you've gone to Whole Foods, depending on where you live, some people are pretty angry because of now what's happened. You know, now you're having this whole Amazon delivery thing and everything else. When you go to the store, suddenly there are no strawberries, bananas, meat, fish, etc. Little bear at the store. Why? Because Amazon apparently is pretty popular. I want to order my food, so if you go to the supermarket, I might beat you out for what's left on the shelf. Stay with us. Sad story about a cop losing his life. Kate DeLay.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you.
Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This next story, really, it hurts my heart. It really does. And this happened near my home, and I don't know the police officer, although I feel as though I may have met him, but I might just be thinking that. I know other officers that certainly know David Sherrard. Here's what happened. This is a guy who was a veteran police officer at a police department in Richardson, Texas, and there was a standoff. There was a disturbance call on Wednesday night in an apartment complex. He went to the apartment complex and did what he could to, of course, help. He helped this Renee Gamas, who was 30, who was a person who was in that, you know, at that apartment, you know, in where the gunman was barricaded. And he died as well, and the police officer, David Sherrard, was trying to help him. So there was that hail of gunfire, and he was killed, and then so was this 30-year-old innocent guy, too, as well. And it started at about 7 o'clock in the evening, and it went on and on and on and on. And, of course, they tried to take the police officer as fast as you can, get to a hospital, but it just didn't happen. He died, and he had a couple of kids, was a really well-liked man who tried, as you can imagine, tried to had that reputation as the guy who wanted to help, and that's why he did it. He wanted to serve, and it's really hard to see that. And I know not too far from where I live, they had sort of a parade of police cars going down a highway we call 75, and the Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent out a tweet on Thursday where he said, "The hearts and soul of Texas mourn with you," and I agree with that. He said, "Your loss is a loss to all law enforcement and everyone in our great state. Texas will honor the lost officer with the dignity he deserves. May God rest his soul, and may his legacy live on in others' service." And I thought that part there was brilliant. It could, may his legacy live on in others' service. Think about that. I mean, how many of us can say, as much as we may do things in the community, that we have that legacy, that we're having that impact? And this was definitely a guy who had that impact, and it's very rough. You can certainly tell when people are talking about him, they are, you know, filled with grief and heavy hearts, and it's just terrible. He was kind of a strong character guy, and he was shot in the neck, and when he went to respond and try to help, and they just couldn't do anything. And anytime you hear stories like that, I think it's pretty tough. And certainly we know that this is part of what police officers deal with. And, you know, I have a friend who's a police officer who I just saw the other day, and he said, "I just want to go home." He said that was like their thing, just go home, want to go home at the end of the shift. And that was how, those were the words that he really stood by for him. "I just want to go home, I just want to go home." And he's also a giver kind of guy, and I think this was really tough for all of them to see. And wherever you're listening to us, you know, when you see those kind of things on your local radio station, you hear about them, or you see them on the tube or whatever, and it's in your neighborhood, you realize when you find out the background of who that officer is, that could have been somebody that was helping protect your neighborhood. I bounce back here at the end to the top story, and it still is where we are. They might be eating some pizza right now, and by the time you listen to this, it might be all resolved. But there is a government shutdown, and we're in it right now. We're in a government shutdown. So Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, one-time presidential contender, as you all know, temporarily blocked a Senate vote on a bipartisan budget deal on Thursday. So it forced Congress to miss a midnight funding deadline. It triggered a partial government shutdown. The bipartisan budget deal would lift strict budget caps. That's what how it was laid out. Paved the way for those on the Hill to spend an extra $300 billion over the next 2 years on defense and domestic programs, and it seemed like it was going to clear that hurdle, the Senate, until late in the afternoon on Thursday. That's when Rand Paul objected, said he would only allow the budget bill to advance if Republican leaders gave him a vote on an amendment to restore the budget caps set in 2011 to rein in deficit spending. If he got an amendment, then every senator would want one, is what some of them were saying. And if an amendment passed, it would blow up the budget agreement. So it didn't happen. Didn't happen. So now we've got that. And you think, wow, one senator causing a government shutdown. How is that? It's because of the crazy cockamamie rules that are put in place that lend itself to that. That you can wait till the very last minute, throw out a deal, and then you've got these glitches. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, also from Kentucky, filed a motion to end the debate on the budget deal late Wednesday. Under Senate rules, lawmakers had to wait an intervening day before they could vote to cut off debate unless they got an agreement from all 100 senators to speed up the clock. So, of course, they didn't get that. McConnell and Schumer figured they'd get the agreement. They were wrong. They were stone-faced. They were shocked. They didn't think that that would happen, and guess what? It did. And Rand Paul said he wasn't really pushing for a government shutdown. No, he was interested in keeping the government open, but for a reckless spending deal that busts the budget caps, he didn't want that. He said nobody wants to have it pointed out what an eyesore this deal is and how obnoxious it is to conservatives. So he wasn't budging on this one. He said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So we have the same yin-yang push-pull that we've seen in the past. I don't know, how long does this last? I mean, here we had this week, Nancy Pelosi, the all-day marathon speech, setting a record as the longest continuous speech since 1909. And now we have this shutdown that was looming, but poof, it happens. And Rand Paul is the guy that hangs that up because he's asking for the budget caps, to restore the budget caps from 2011. That doesn't happen. So what brings this all back again is more conversation. And if he's sticking to his guns on that one, it could be a very longer couple of days than some people are thinking. And while that's going on, the Dow on Thursday dropped over 1,000 points, so the losses are deepening, and it's the volatility of the market. But some would tell you in private equity that volatility isn't necessarily a bad thing. It looks that way when you're holding that 401k and you're clutching your chest and thinking, now when am I retiring again? But there is something to that conversation about what goes down comes up, etc. It is when you're not used to it, though, and you're riding on whatever that wave is, it is a very different feeling, however, and needs explanation. And that's why it's interesting to see the reactions to the correction. You know, somebody said to me today, well, what does that mean? What's a market correction? And a correction means a market drop of at least 10% from what the recent high was. And it happens about once a year, but it hadn't happened for a long time. So it was a surprise. It was just a big sell-off. And there was another big sell-off on Thursday. So the Dow actually ended the day in a correction. And the last one hadn't happened since February of 2016. So seeing that, it has really captivated millions of even casual investors who don't really follow the market and are wondering about the volatility and what happens with the stocks. I'm bullish, I'm going to say that. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.